Maria Mieck van Beek, known as Sister Romulda, was born in 1886 in a devout Catholic family in Bar Hertog, Belgium. Although she longed for the convent from a youth, family obligations delayed her entrance until age 33. By 1922, she was fully professed in the Franciscan Sisters of Herentals. Her religious journey was marked by strong Marian devotion, and fellow sisters noticed she often spent long hours in silent prayer, especially before the Blessed Sacrament. That same year, her spiritual life took a dramatic turn. In October of 1922, Sister Romulda had a profound vision of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. During this mystical encounter, she was told that she would be united with Christ and that her life of suffering would become a sacrifice for the salvation of souls, marking the spiritual purpose behind her agony. On November the 18th, 1922, the day her stigmata appeared, Jesus mysteriously engraved the initials J-U-B, which means Jesus, your groom. Then, at her perpetual vows on July the 3rd, 1924, she received a second ring with the same inscription, again under inexplicable circumstances and in the presence of Cardinal Mercier. This deeply symbolic sign reinforced a spiritual marriage to Christ. Sister Romulda was once scheduled to leave for missionary work in the Belgian Congo. Out of humility, she wore gloves to hide astigmatic wounds. However, before her departure, the wounds were discovered, and superiors deemed her health too fragile for missionary life. This event became a pivotal moment that kept her in Belgium and exposed her mystical phenomena to wider attention. As news of her condition spread, pilgrims began arriving in Herentals. Many sought her prayers, believing she had special intercession with God. However, this devotion drew the attention of church authorities. Cardinal Désiré Joseph Mercier, Archbishop of Mechelen, ordered a formal inquiry. Cardinal Mercier even forbade Catholic newspapers from reporting on her until the authorities reached a conclusion regarding the credibility of her wounds. Skepticism was strong in some clerical circles, while others quietly defended her sanctity. Despite the restrictions, she continued to receive visitors privately. For over two decades, Sister Romulda endured intense suffering, offering it as a sacred union and intercession. Her life became a quiet devotion, her wounds revered, and her story a profound testament to mystical spirituality. Sister Romulda bore her illnesses and wounds without complaint. She expressed a desire to die of cancer, believing it would allow her to offer prolonged suffering to God, and she eventually did on the 13th of March, 1948. Sister Romulda passed away peacefully on March the 13th, 1948, with her wound still present at her death. Her grave in Herentals has since become a place of veneration. Devotees have prayed for her beatification, and her grave remains a site of pilgrimage. Sister Romulda, pray for us.